Greetings, my wonderful friends, and welcome to the Added Souls Podcast. If I may hear your audio servant at this time, at this session, what are we looking at today? What are we taking care of here? What do we want to learn? Well, conquering the slanderer, the devil defined. How do we Christians today survive our faithful walk on this earth? Well, by understanding who our enemy is. That's where we're going. You know, if we can't identify our enemies, the enemy, he'll conquer us. It's that simple. Where are we looking into? Well, we're looking into 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, and I quote, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Now, what's happening in this context? Well, Nero, the Roman emperor, is slandering and persecuting Christians for their beliefs in one God. You know, the monotheistic idea, the God of Abraham, the one true living God. Well, Nero don't like that all that much because he's polytheistic, you see. He's pluralistic in his thinking. He wants all kinds of gods, you know, all kinds of heathens and pagan gods. And he don't like this teaching about this Messiah, this one God in three persons, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He don't like that very much. So he's after them. He wants to barbarically dispose of them. He's slandering them. He accuses them of doing things they have never done, getting them in trouble, turning people against the Christians. And so Peter writes words of encouragement to keep them faithful in times of spiritual uncertainty. They're about to lose their lives for the cause of Jesus Christ, and they need some motivation. They need some encouragement. They need to be told to keep course. How? Well, they need to know who the enemy really is. They need to identify the enemy in order to move forward. You see, we understand that very concept. If you think about the military, and you think about war, and you think about going into battle as soldiers. If we don't know who we're fighting, we're going to end up fighting ourselves. We're going to lose the war. We're going to lose the battles. You see, it is our superiors who teach us, who guide us, who strengthen us, encourage us. They tell us who the enemy is. They identify the enemy, where the enemy is, what the purpose the enemy has, and all these things. And when you understand who your enemy is, you can conquer the enemy. You can defend the innocent and conquer the guilty. What about a hunter, one who goes hunting or fishing? How can you hunt a certain beast if you do not know nothing about the beast itself and the tools, the hunting tools that you need to be hunting this beast with? Where does the beast eat? Right? At what times of the day does he come out? Where does he come out? You see, a hunter, a good hunter, a good fisher, knows his fish, knows his beast. He knows the tools that are necessary to capture, to hunt properly, to be successful. We understand that, don't we? Well, as Christians, we're in a spiritual warfare, and we find ourselves under attack. And we find ourselves needing to be on the attack, on the offensive, not always on the defensive, but on the offensive. Well, how can we do that if we don't know who the enemy is? You see how that works? Peter here, speaking to the Christians of the day, is going to explain to them who the enemy is, and how we can conquer the devil when he has been defined and when we can recognize and identify him. So we look at two things. We look at the devil defined, describing his various traits, and we look at conquering the slanderer, where we find our victory in Jesus Christ. So we look at the descriptive behaviors of the devil, and one of them is called an adversary. He's an adversary. The devil is our enemy, is the idea here. That is to say, he is openly, publicly our opponent, and he is hostile towards Christ and all who follow God faithfully. Now, the original language for adversary suggests one who brings the lawsuit, a lawsuit of darkness against believers for their eternal damnation. The devil wants us found guilty in our Lord's court of law. You see how that works? He wants us to have the same sentence as he. The devil wanted these Christians facing severe persecution to give up, so that he could bring a lawsuit against them in order to find them guilty of hell. Well, the same adversary wants to bring the same charges against Christians today. He wants us guilty of giving up. He wants us forsaking the assembly. He wants us not giving right, not living right, not knowing right, not thinking right, not walking right. He certainly doesn't want us evangelizing. He certainly doesn't want us evangelizing. No. Can't have that. He wants us to stand accused and guilty. He wants to bring a lawsuit. You see, the devil, he's our adversary, he's our enemy, but he's also a prowler. He moves cautiously around areas with his victims in view for the purpose of committing a crime, winning your soul, your mind, over to the wicked dispositions of his wiles and his behaviors, his practices. Just as he was prowling on these Christians facing death, so his influence still prowls on saints today. You see, during the days in which Peter was writing to the Christians in Rome, who were about to face severe persecution from the Roman Emperor Nero and his government, so it is today, the influence remains. It makes it difficult for the devil to prowl around us if we're constantly doing what's right. You see, here's the defense. If we're constantly doing what's right, giving right, living right, thinking right, walking right, being with the saints, doing what we're supposed to be doing, evangelizing, being benevolent, studying, learning, reading, praying. See, the devil, as he prowls, he has to remain further away from us. But it makes it really easy on him when we are found crossing the tracks to his neck of the woods, in his territory. Why would we want to do that? Yet we do that, don't we? The liquor houses, the honky-tonks, the gambling houses, the dance halls, the proms, the public dances, and all the venues who promote lasciviousness, sensuality, being sexy, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, all that kind of stuff, you know. That's his neck of the woods. But don't get it twisted. Those things are masquerading as, it's just innocent fun, pleasure, adventurous, sowing our wild oats. There's nothing wrong there. Everything's being taken. Don't worry about it. No, that's the devil. The devil, he's not only an adversary, a prowler, but he also roars. The devil howls like a beast. He's loud, he's long, he's deep, and he's harsh. His influence is open and public. His lust after open destruction and persecution of those who follow Jesus Christ is the very howl his bowels produce. You see, the adversary, through the hands of Nero, would burn Christians at the stake, feed them to lions. This same enemy's influence still roars today. Godlessness, atheism, right? Sexual perversion, homosexuality, shedding of innocent blood, abortion, false religions and teachings, Islam, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and every denomination under the tree found under the banner of Christendom, teaching a false gospel, an accursed gospel, division, and the persecution of all of the faithful who expose such evil. Oh, the adversary, he's alive and well. He roars. He's loud. You think he's quiet? He's not quiet. He's a bully. He screams. How on earth did you ever think we'd make it to a day where people no longer are able to identify their gender? They don't even know which washroom to walk into. A day where homosexual people who practice it loudly get to have a piece of paper that says they're married, get to have adopt children, and teachers teach children these things at school. How do you think we ever made it here? Well, because the devil, his influence is loud, it's public, it's screaming. And not only that, he covers all angles, he whispers, he goes with the wind, he tickles your ears with all kinds of things. You see, the devil, he's an adversary. He's a prowler. He roars, and he also seeks. He's a seeker. He seeks, he searches, he desires, he requires, and demands our destruction. He has made it his purpose to find us and destroy us. He has a deep sense of accomplishment, of achievement, when he can find us guilty of his vices. You see, he's bringing a lawsuit against us. He wants us to be found in his neck of the woods, on his property, doing what he does. Just as he sought to devour the Christians of the day, so it is he continues his search in 2019, 20, 21, 22, and moving forward till the return of Jesus Christ. He's going to keep going. He's not going to relent. He's not going to back down. He's going to masquerade himself as an angel of light, something that you can trust, something that seems so innocent. Yet it devours your soul. You see, because the devil, he's also a devourer. His influence prowls, it roars, it seeks to drink down, swallow, devour, destroy, and consume our very souls. He wants us in his belly, trapped in an agonizing digestive process until the day we are disposed of in eternal waste. Graphic, yet true, we must identify the enemy if we wish to be victorious in Jesus Christ. Now, are we satisfying his hunger? The question we must ask ourselves. Are we filling his stomach with our thoughts, lives, and actions? Well, may it never be. You see, he's all over the place. He's in what you watch on TV, what you listen to on the radio, on your podcast. He's with you there. He wants to bring you with him on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. He's in the books you want to read, the magazines, the music you want to listen to. He's in the venues that masquerade themselves as peaceful and adventurous, and there's just nothing wrong to go to these places, you know. Oh, he knows his craft, you see. He's been working at it for a long, long time now. Can we identify him? He creeps into the church. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, he whispers in your ears things about division and he'll want to teach you differently about marriage and divorce and remarriage. And he'll want to teach you differently about the works of the Holy Spirit. He'll want to teach you differently on consuming alcohol and drugs and fornication, adultery. He wants to cause division. That's what he does. He wants us destroyed. He wants us accused. He wants to bring a lawsuit against us. He's the adversary, the enemy, the liar, the murderer from the beginning. Can we identify him? Can we recognize him? Can we say no? Oh, come on, come to the party with us tonight. There'll be some boys there, some girls, you know, we're going to have fun. It's innocent. Don't worry, the parents said it was okay. Say no. Oh, what, you mean to tell me you don't want to come to prom? Everybody's going to prom. What kind of a weirdo are you anyways? What's the matter with you? We're graduating, it's party time, you got to celebrate, it's a happy moment, let's be festive. We're going to the prom. See, these things, they come about all these ways. Well, how can we conquer this slanderer, this accuser, this entity that's been around for a while that wants to accuse us, bring a lawsuit against us? Well, Peter, writing to the Christians in Rome, also known as quote-unquote Babylon, gives instruction to do so. He tells us we must resist the devil by saying no to him when he comes around tempting. Oh, come on, just come with us to the party tonight. No. Oh, stay after work with us. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to relax. Don't worry about it. We're not going to go crazy. No. Oh, come on. Everybody goes to the prom and to the dances. There's nothing wrong with that. It's being chaperoned. It's being supervised. Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. No. I hear this movie's really crazy cool and everything, and everybody's going to this movie. No. No. Well, how? Well, we can do so if we're sober-minded, if we're thinking right, if we're living right, walking right, speaking right, if we find ourselves with faithful Christians who are there to guide us, help us, encourage us, if we're sober-minded, if we're vigilant, if we persevere, we can resist and say no. If we're sober-minded, we're on the alert. We're on our guard, if you will. We're capable of discerning and identifying his wicked attempts at our minds, this adversary. You see, we resist because we're sober and we are on the alert. we're on the guard. And that happens when we're humble. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us at the proper time. Friends, great will be our reward if we are able to resist Him now. How can we resist Him? Well, we can identify Him. We have to identify the enemy in order to conquer this slanderer, and we'll find ourselves victorious in Jesus Christ. How? Well, all of this is done through our faith, our trust in the power of Christ. Whether cowardice at the hands of persecution or apathy at the hands of evangelism, we can conquer these sins through the power of Jesus Christ. We can move forward as a unit, as an assembly, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, the body of believers. Unique, united, together, love, compassion, forgiveness, family, grace, peace. These things are true and real. The spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare is happening behind the blind man's eyes. Are you blind? Can you see? How can we conquer the slanderer? How can we be victorious in Jesus Christ? By being able to identify the enemy when he comes. He'll say things. He'll whisper in your ears. All kinds of stuff. He's loud. He's public. He's a bully. He'll scream at you. He'll call you all kinds of names. You're a Pharisee. You're a legalist. You don't love anyone. You're anti. You're not Christ-like. You're judgmental. He'll say all kinds of, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a phobic, you're an Islamophobe, you're a phobic, you're alt-right, you're a crazy conservative, you and your crazy cult, that crazy church you belong to. He'll say all kinds of things. He'll come at us publicly and loudly like a bully screaming at us that way, and then sometimes he'll just sing sweet nothings to you, you know? Oh, you know, God's love, God's grace. He understands that, you know, you love this person. He's not gonna find you guilty of fornication or adultery. He knows you love that person. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't really need to obey the gospel in baptism. That's not necessary. You don't need to worship God in spirit and truth. You can add a piano in there. You see, he can come in many forms and formats. He's going to come in many ways. He wants to bring a lawsuit against you. He's the enemy. He's an adversary. He wants to find you guilty. He's going to find every way he can to do that. Every waking moment, his influence on this earth is to bring you down with him, find you guilty. Our adversary has many definitive behaviors, all of which serve the purpose of bringing you to an eternal punishment. But if we resist him, firm in our faith, God will allow us citizenship in heaven. Keep growing in the faith. Stick with the faithful. Socialize with the faithful. Fellowship the faithful. Study, read, learn, pray. Evangelize, be benevolent. What about the widows? What about the poor? What about those who are down and discouraged and depressed in the church? Let's help them out. Let's keep busy doing what's right, and we won't get caught doing what's wrong. Identifying the enemy allows us to conquer him. Now, have we been resisting the devil? Have we been conquering, or have we been failing? Can we identify the enemy? If we can't, we're failing, we're losing. We won't be able to know we're fallen. The slow boil. Are we willing to apply the cure, the victory, Jesus Christ? Friends, these things are of most spiritual importance. Thank you for listening to me at this time. Added Souls Podcast. Stay positive, stay focused. We'll meet again next time, Lord willing. God bless.